Welcome to Command AI Shortcuts, where we breeze through this week's episode in 5 minutes or less.
It's worth saying this is automatically generated.
Don't hate us.
So there could be mistakes. Enjoy. So I've been working with the Blender MCP and it's pretty incredible. I took a really basic sketch I made in Figma of a room at my parents' house, just measurements and rough shapes, and fed it to Claude code connected to Blender.
And it built the room?
Exactly. It built the room very accurately. The craziest part was this note 90 on the sketch, which meant the floor to window height. AI figured that out with no context. It even correctly added 2x4 and 4x2 IKEA Kallax shelves, just from the name, no measurements needed.
That's impressive. Was it all smooth sailing?
Not entirely. The bed was a nightmare. I gave it screenshots from Amazon and it kept generating an exploded, messy version. The solution was to ask another AI to create a very detailed JSON prompt based on the images. I fed that JSON to the Blender AI and it worked perfectly.
Speaking of creative tools, we also experimented with Remotion. It's a tool that lets you turn designs into animated videos, basically creating MP4s from React code.
Right, and the big news is that Remotion released an official AI skill. I used it to animate a Figma design. I just gave it my design and a simple prompt like, animate this, and it created a full video timeline inside the browser.
And that's a perfect lead into Vercel's new project, skills.sh. It's a directory and package manager for these AI skills. It gives an AI agent, like Claude Code, a set of best practices for a specific tool. So when you use the Remotion skill, the AI knew the proper, nuanced way to create animations with it.
Exactly. These skills are becoming the next big thing, ensuring you get consistent, high-quality results from AI agents. You can even create your own for things like your company's brand guidelines.
In other news, Cloudflare has acquired Astro. For those who don't know, Astro is a web framework, a bit like Next.js, but it excels at content-heavy marketing sites. It's known for being fast and great for SEO.
And this is interesting because Webflow uses Astro as its underlying tech and has a growing relationship with Cloudflare. It makes you wonder if Webflow could be the next acquisition target for them.
It wouldn't surprise me. It just seems to tighten that ecosystem. Now for the topic we've all been dreading, ads are officially coming to ChatGPT.
Ugh, OpenAI released their principles, saying answers will remain independent, ads will be clearly labeled, and user conversations will be kept private from advertisers. They also announced a new, cheaper Go plan, which will have ads.
They say ads might be shown if they're relevant to your conversations, which is a bit concerning. Although they also claim sensitive topics like health and politics are ineligible for ads.
So the hack is to start every conversation with something political to avoid ads? I might actually try that.
From one tech giant to another, Mac Rumors is reporting that Apple is developing a new Siri chatbot for iOS 27, powered by Google's Gemini model.
The key thing here is that it won't be a standalone app. It'll be built directly into the OS, deeply integrated and context aware, which is Apple's classic move. It might not be the most powerful model, but its integration could make it the most useful. The best camera is the one you have with you, right? That talk of chatbots brings up a big issue, censorship. I actually had a frustrating experience recently where ChatGPT just refused to help me. I was writing about the protests in Iran and asked for some alternative wording. Nothing violent, and it just shut down the conversation. It felt like my own thoughts were being censored.
Wow. So what did you do?
I went straight to Grok, and it answered me without any issue. It highlights the problem with these platforms imposing a one-size-fits-all morality. Who decides what's acceptable?
That's where companies like Anthropic are trying to be more transparent. They published their Constitution, which is basically the set of principles and values baked into Claude's DNA. It outlines its ethical framework, so at least you know what its moral compass is. It's a level of clarity we don't really see from OpenAI. Well, that's all we have time for. I've been Samuel.
I've been Kabarza.
Keep on vibing.
Peace out.